The second is, you spoke of using the body as reference, backdrop for the breath, always coming back to the body. Doesn't this foster a sense of attachment to the body as mine? And what if the body is not in good shape, ill and hurting? Well, I think that's one of the things of actually coming back to the body is it's really in your face that it's not in good shape, it's ill, it's hurting. I mean, it's the nature of having a body. So it doesn't. That's a terrible kind of investment of calling it mine. I think it's a helpful way of, say, the more you come back to it, the more you say, "Phew, this is not mine. I really don't want to take it on as mine." And then when you realize that, and then the body actually, you start realizing, it's not just the body that has that characteristic. All the aspects of mind, emotion, thought, it's exactly the same characteristic. So it's actually a motivation and support for relinquishment. Okay, Ajahn Khrundamo's talk really hit the mark. We all told him at tea time that we thought he gave a great talk. okay, Ajahn Khrundamo, you answered so beautifully the question, questions, I wanted to ask Lumpa today. Bows in gratitude.